96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the biggest shopping day of the year across the nation. Holiday shoppers have been running on adrenaline, looking for Black Friday deals. But for a lot of small business owners, tomorrow is the big day. It's Small Business Saturday. While some are hoping to rein in the big sales bucks, others are hoping to join the ranks of small business owners very soon. But planning and financing a small business is fraught with all kinds of hazards. Well, joining me to talk about the importance of small businesses and funding them are Eugene Cornelius. He is Deputy Associate Administrator for the U.S. Small Business Administration, and Deborah Owens, Financial Wealth Coach. If you have a question about small business, funding it, putting it together, planning it, if you need help, or even if you're trying to get yours off the ground, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Okay, happy post-Thanksgiving, Deb and Eugene. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, certainly.
All right.
Great to be here.
All right, so let me first start with an announcement, because I think this really illustrates the critical need for small businesses. Tomorrow, D.C. government will celebrate Small Business Saturday. There's an event tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the Shaw Bijou. There are going to be all kinds of local dignitaries and the like. So, Eugene, I'll start with you. If local politicians, for example, here in the district see the importance of supporting small businesses, why should Joe or Jane Doe on the street see the same?
Because economic development is local. And you have to remember that if we're going to talk about our community and raising the employment in our community and dealing with the social ills of our community, we have to support the businesses within our community. All economic development is local. So if you want to contribute to your community, the best thing for you to do is to buy that service within your community.
Well, how do you know that as a consumer and a supporter of small businesses that your $5 cup of coffee at Pop's coffee shop is making an impact? I said $5 cup of coffee. Well, it is 2016.
Well, and I'll tell you how it's making a difference, because people tend to hire people who look like them. Mm-hmm. Small businesses have been the result of the net 2/3 of all jobs created since the 2007 recession. But I can tell you that when you look at the unemployment, people tend to hire people who are local within their own community, within their own driving space, people who look like them. So when you contribute your $5 to that shop, you most likely are employing someone from your community.
So, Deb, you are a small business.
I am.
A business of one, although you got the family, do you pay the family?
I have producers, I have consultants, I have digital marketing people, that I hire. And so it really is about contributing to what has now become the gig economy. If I were to think about who manages all of my social media and digital marketing, she's a small business owner. If I were to think about my producer, she is making money as a side gig. So let's really talk about that from what I call the new financial normal. And the new financial normal is one in which we really have to think about the fact that this is not our parents or our grandparents' economy. The days of thinking that you're going to have a career throughout your lifetime that then you're going to retire from and it's going to pay you a pension, those days are gone. And so why small business is so important is it could be that one of the best things anybody can do is to have a side hustle and to be a part-time small business owner. Now, I must say to the folks listening to this program that I am not one of the proponents of follow your passion, quit your day job so that you can focus on, you know, your business. I'm a big proponent of starting a business, a side hustle in the area that you have strength in. And as that business grows, and then you can generate the income that can now replace that full-time job, that's a great benefit. And the other side of that, I'm a big proponent, as someone being in the investment industry and that talks about wealth, of diversification to reduce risk. And the way you do that in this new financial normal is you have different income streams so that in the event that you are unemployed, you have some kind of reduction in force, you find yourself without a job, you have some type of income stream that you can use to generate income. That's what I want folks in our community to understand. And the other point that I want to make is in tandem with what Eugene said, and that is the reason why it's important in our community to support small businesses is because if you look at the statistics around how our dollars circulate in our community, if you look at the Asian communities, I want to say I'm quoting from memory and I'm paraphrasing now, probably about, you know, 70 times. And in our community, you know, our dollar, when it leaves our community within less than 8 hours. Mm. And so the economic impact of that really is that we are not generating economic activity through which the people in our community can benefit. So the money comes in our pocket and it goes out.
Let me talk about how you get started. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about small businesses, supporting small businesses, starting your small business, financing it. Where do you get the money? Where do you get the plan? What do you do with your idea? We're taking your phone calls now until 8 o'clock, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Eugene, you've been on this program before talking about the Small Business Administration. Give me that quick Small Business Administration 101 for those who aren't familiar with what your governmental agency does.
Well, before I go there, let me say, once you have done what Deborah just said, you found that core, that nexus, that one thing that you think you're good at, the one thing that you're passionate about, that you can go, then you come to us. Once you have that dream, and that's all you need is the dream, then SBA can help you with how to write a business plan, how to get access to capital, how to buy or serve into the government if you want to buy or sell your product or service to the federal government and to local entities. It could also connect you through our many counselors and trainers on how to deal with pricing, how to locate your business, how to market your business, how to look at it imports and exports. We go the whole gamut. We have helped everyone from Nike to Apple to everyone else who have started at some capacity. So we are the ones that you come to once you got what Deborah said. You've found what your niche and what you want to do. But don't come without that dream.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Miss Washington, I believe it is, calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes,
I have a cleaning company.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find out what's the best way to be able to draw more business to the cleaning services.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to get the best, you know, solutions and how to reach out for bigger contracts.
Okay.
I'll
let Deborah at least start with that. Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay. One of the things I would suggest you do is really think about marketing your business. Now, and who is your client, though? Are you is your client like other businesses?
We do commercial and residential.
Turn your radio down, Ms. Washington, please. Turn your radio down.
Yes, we do commercial and residential.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yes, we do commercial and residential.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, one of the things I believe far too many small business owners don't understand is the need to market. And there are ways that you can market. So what I would say is leverage your existing clientele. So those people, those businesses that you're already cleaning, see within those buildings or within that area, it's kind of own your own backyard, begin to market and use your existing customers sort of as your testimonial. That would be the first thing I would think about. The other thing, I don't believe many small business owners are taking advantage of what is, I think, one of the most effective ways of marketing now, and that's using Facebook advertising. And you can have a budget of as little as $10 a day and segment exactly who those business owners are within your radius or your area. I would suggest, though, that one of the things I did was I went through the Small Business Administration, and I used a SCORE executive. So SCORE executives are, you can make an appointment with them at the Small Business Development Centers. Where are you located?
She's here in Hyattsville,
Maryland.
Yeah, well, you know who has a great center, and it's at Prince George's Community College. I don't know if you're near there, but I want to really encourage you to get help and to leverage some other marketing opportunities that are not necessarily traditional.
And also, Eugene, how can people find you online before? Because I've got to take a break in just a few minutes. I want to make sure we get your information out there.
Yeah, she should go to sba.gov, and put in your zip code, and it'll tell you where your nearest Small Business Development Center and where your nearest SCORE centers are.
And also, Deborah, for those who are interested in finding out more about the kind of work that you're doing, how can they find you?
They can go to my website, deborahowens.com. That's deborahowens.com, or they can Google and they will learn. It's very easy to contact me right on that front page. Just contact me and they can get right in and gain more information.
Mrs. Washington, thank you so much for your phone call and participating in the conversation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about supporting small businesses, funding small businesses, getting your small business off the ground. Where are you going to find the money? Daryl, quickly, calling from D.C., what's on your mind? Daryl, are you there? Give me a call back, Daryl, if you can. Before I go to a break, really, really quickly, what is it that you want small business beginners to know, Eugene? I've got about 30 seconds. What is the number one thing that they need to understand before they come to see you?
There's two things they should understand. One is what they're passionate about. Secondly, where do they see themselves in 2 to 5 years? Those are the key elements of how you're going to structure your plan. That's the key element. And like the young lady in Hyattsville, her marketing plan, who are your customers, but where do you see your business 5 years from now? Because that's going to set the stage of essentially where you're going to market in order to grow your company the way you want it to grow.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, more of this conversation about financing your small business, whether you need a little bit of money or a lot of money, or at least what you think may be a lot of money. So we're still taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will be taking phone calls even after 7:30. Lines are still open, so give us a call and stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.